All right, hello and welcome to the Bring 'Em It podcast. We're doing a second bonus today, more football, which the last football one was our most listened episode. So cheers for that. Nice to know our side thing is most listened to. We have the old three again. We have me, Rory and Tom. But today hello. We've got Mr. Bradley hello. Stewart with us. Do you want to introduce yourself, Bradley?
Thank you very much for having me. Very much looking forward to it with some controversial statements, hopefully. Hopefully get some views and listens, if that's okay. Should be good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Do it for Brad, guys.
Yeah, please.
I don't actually know whether to start with the big stuff or the small stuff. I think the big stuff.
Put our balls on the table. Yeah. Tell everyone exactly. What we want.
Ball straight on
top table, four, okay. Straight away. Although I feel like our top four mainly be quite similar.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Just to warm up the muscles, Brad. Just to warm up the tongue. Do you want to go first?
Me?
Yeah.
Warm up the tongue.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, with your top four.
Right. I'll go from fourth upwards because I feel like the most important team's probably fourth.
Okay. All right. So Spurs.
I'm going in with Spurs to nick the last Champions League spot. I think that's pretty much a given this season with the acquisition of Gareth Bale, to be honest with you. I think he's probably going to score 25 goals this season, at least. No, all jokes aside, I genuinely think they might push into it now if we get another central defender. I'm not trying to be biased.
You're in for Skriniar, aren't you?
We'll slip up to fourth. The top three, I've not got Chelsea in there despite signings. I've gone Man United as third. I feel like they kicked on end of last season. And if they can sort their form out and win as many penalties as they did last season, then I think they'll probably come third. Liverpool second, I don't think they'll retain. I don't know, they just looked a bit shifty against Leeds and breakable. And I think City will win it. I just don't think Guardiola's going to settle for what happened last season. I think they'll come back so much better, personally.
Yeah, I'd say the only controversial one there was Spurs. I'd say from the most
How is that controversial?
No, it's not mad controversial. It's just a little bit controversial.
It's the lack of Chelsea is the controversial.
My top four from the article I did, my top four has changed completely. Partly just to ruffle some feathers, but partly because a couple of things have changed in terms of performances and stuff. But anyway, Tom, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go first to fourth.
Yeah, I was going to do that. One to four.
So I think Liverpool will retain the title. I think Thiago is he will change their midfield. He's too good. So I think they will, and I do think City will come second because I don't think they've made enough good signings that will improve their starting 11 that much.
Defence, especially.
Yeah. Aki's good, but I don't think he's going to be changing.
He's a ball player, but he's not all that in the air.
I don't know why, if you're trying to retain the title or get the title back, you go for a central defender who's just been relegated.
Yeah. Stupid. I've gone for Chelsea third because I do think their signings will come good. It's obviously going to be difficult for them to straight into a new league. They're still quite young as well, so I think they'll come good. It just might be a bit slow to start, but I think they will. I think they'll get third. And then fourth, I've put Man United, but that is sort of, I think if I'm not to mention Arsenal a lot, but I think if Arsenal sign at least one of our or party, I think we will be able to get fourth, but I'm not sure how likely that is. So if that doesn't happen, if the teams stay as they are at the moment, I think Man United will get it.
Okay. All righty. Rory?
Yeah, for mine, I've gone completely uncontroversial because I don't want to get my hopes up with Arsenal. I never like doing that anymore. So I've got Liverpool top because, they've added players of proper quality and they don't have a bum dosser to partner Laporte at the back of their defence like City do, so
they do have Gomez though, so
yeah, but he's probably better than Ake, I'd say. Liverpool top, City second, Chelsea third, because I mean obviously all those signings are going to come good at some point. United fourth, because they've got a young good strike force, And yeah, that's about it for me, to be honest.
You're going to hate my top four.
Oh my God.
I was just listening to that vanilla little top four from Rory, and I was just... you guys are going to hate me. I've gone for like a really ambitious
He's going to put like City fourth or something.
I reckon he's got Everton fourth.
Right, so I've got Everton fourth. There's a good reason for that, though. I think
I did.
I actually did. Because I was thinking to myself, like, because I watched the first two games and I was thinking, like, they are actually playing the best football in the league at the moment.
But their defence is lacking.
Have you ever just struggled Everton fourth?
Yeah. They struggled against West Brom until they got a red card as well.
Yeah. Like, their defence was struggling against West Brom.
Right, anyway, and then I put Arsenal third because and this is meant to ruffle feathers. It's not actually like a out and out lie. I don't want anyone to really hold me to this, but I thought the main problem with Arsenal was, I don't know, maybe their midfield, but like their defence. And I think Gabriel,
they always try and walk the ball in the net.
Yeah, exactly. The problem
at Arsenal. What's Wenger thinking?
Right, yeah, anyway. But I just think I think Arsenal, like, they'll from Gabriel outwards, I think that will start to improve now, because it's like the Van Dijk effect, you know, someone good has come in, so it'll raise the standards of everyone else.
Is Gabriel that man for you then, do you think?
I mean, I don't want to compare him to Van Dijk just yet.
Yeah.
So that means you have.
But he did put a man of the match performance against West Ham, so.
But he is like.
It's a bit much, isn't it, really?
Yeah, maybe a bit early, but.
It's just, he is like quick, and he's like a hard tackler, and I don't know, it's early signs, but it does look good.
He's really attractive as well, isn't he, Henry?
Yeah. I haven't actually seen his face yet.
Well, have a look. Henry.
I'll Google it after the podcast is done, Roy. How about that?
All right, sweet.
And then I put Man City second. I don't think it'll be like I think it might actually even go up to the like last three games. Not because I think City will be like way better, but I don't think Liverpool will be able to sort of keep that going. I think, I don't know, I think we might even be better attacking wise, but I just don't think we can go over the line in as many games as we did last season. Even if I think our attack will improve now because it's going to be more midfield orientated. Our fullbacks didn't look so prevalent in our like the first two games. It didn't look like sort of the Trent and Robertson show, which is good because that means we won't be that predictable. And we might have something to go against like deep blocks and stuff. But I just don't think it'll happen because it's just too long a period to like win every single game.
I think you'll go down personally.
That's why we brought Brad in, folks.
Yeah.
You're about to get reported.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, anyway. we'll scribe that somewhere. I'll keep this document buried and then we'll look at it at the end of the season. But anyway.
Buried on a public podcast.
Well, I'm saying my Word document I'll keep buried. If someone wants to make a transcript of this podcast, be my guest and hold me to account. But I don't think anyone's doing that right now. Maybe when we're massive, but not yet.
Lock me up and throw away the key.
Exactly. I do want to do a full table. That's boring. I think even for you guys at home. but I thought... Not a nice little juicy bottom three, even at these early stages of the season. Should we mix up the order or just go Brad again?
I'll have you take the reins. I can take the reins.
Take the reins. Go.
Yeah. I'll go from bottom to top again. I think Fulham are undoubtedly the worst team in the league by at least a mile.
Country mile. Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely horrific every time I've watched them so far. So I've got them dead last.
Don't
think
they're
going to sign anyone either, to be honest, from now onwards, unless they're championship quality. I think West Brom, as much as I don't mind them, I just don't think they're good enough. They've obviously got a couple of good players, but I just don't think they'll carry them to safety. You've got that Pereira fella that scored a good free kick, and Dean Garner, but otherwise Aaron I don't think Gibbs. No particularly wants to help them stay up.
Okay, Tom.
And then 18th place is this one's going to raise a few eyebrows. I've got West Ham going down 18th.
Oh, yeah. Lucas has switched off. Lucas has switched off already.
Yeah, they're going down for me. The owners are in absolute. Oh, it's a dire situation at West Ham, and they're not going to sign anyone either.
a lot of pulling power.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like they spend like £40 million on Haller last season, who obviously was a bit of a flop. Like they can't have earned much money since, and they've probably spent that anyway. And then they've made not enough out of Dean Garner to go and buy someone decent. Yeah, I think they're going down for me. I think they've overstayed their welcome and it's time for them to go. So, yeah, that's me.
Tom?
See, well, I didn't put mine in an order. I just went with the three I thought were going to get relegated. And I don't see the point in saving any suspense. I've gone for the exact same three.
Oh, yes. Well, played.
West Brom, They're a bit of a nothing team, really. Like, they're teams that no one really hates, no one really likes, but they're just very, they're not good.
West Brom fans?
What about Kieran Gibson?
Well, obviously.
About Kieran Gibbs.
Didn't he get sent off?
Yeah, they'll really
got the red card.
They'll really struggle with that three match
offense. He just hit someone in the face. But yeah, West Ham, I think, they're not making any signings. They already were close to relegation last season, and all the other teams around them have improved.
Definitely.
And like, even some of the players they've been linked with, like, they're just, I can't see them. I reckon I can see them actually just sneaking into like 17th, 16th, just saving it, because that's what they always do.
Mikel Antonio will score nine in two games. Yeah.
But I think they're riding their luck a bit the last couple of seasons, so I think they will go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rory?
I did have the same order, but I've decided I'm going to diversify and go in a different direction here.
Whoa.
So I wanna say something controversial.
Do it.
Last, I will say. I will anyway. First of all, I'm going to have Fulham last for the same reasons, because they are shocking. Even we ran them over 3-0 after struggling with West Ham before or after even. It's probably second last. West Brom, Dossers, a lot of them. Dean Garner's are any good player. I want to put West Ham in there just to annoy Lucas and Joe, to be honest, but I don't want it to be the same. So I'm going to go controversial and say Sheffield United.
Ooh. Yeah, I was. They were on my list. Yeah,
because it's just like, you know, it's like, I think Reading came up like in 2006 or something, finished eighth one season, then went down the next one because they just couldn't carry over the momentum. They haven't really like signed anyone either. They lost Dean Henderson.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Chelsea one on loan.
Oh, Ampadu, whatever.
They're using the exact same system as last season as well.
People figure them out.
Yeah,
and totally they don't have Henderson to fall back on when their defence is exposed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be a lot harder for them. I don't want them to go down. I hope West Ham come 18th, but I think I can see Sheffield United coming 18th.
Nice.
I'm a bit disappointed that we've gone for the same four teams, because I've gone Sheffield United. I've done the same order like as everyone else, and then I've done Sheffield United too. I think the first time I thought of it was when Rory said it. Not you, Rory. Rory on the kickoff, Geordie podcast.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't do that as well.
And since then, I was thinking, oh my God, because they've been really bad in their first two games as well. Like, yeah. In terms of creativity and everything, they've actually looked worse. They'd look the worst team in both games. And like, people would say, oh yeah, but like, you know, they've got, what's his manager's name? That's awful.
Chris Wilder.
Yeah, Chris Wilder. Yeah. They say like, oh, he's a great manager and stuff. But like, look at Ranieri, because Ranieri won the league. And then he got relegated the following season for doing badly. Like,
relegated?
No, not relegated. Fired. Oh, sacked.
I was going to say.
But yeah, no, I don't think he's immune. I think as well, like West Brom and Fulham, I'm not sure about the order. I think they'll definitely both go down from where I'm standing right now. I don't think Mitrovic will have an amazing season. I think he's looking for he's probably looking at like 12 goals with 8 of them being penalties or something.
He wants to have a good season if he's going to stay in my dream team or fantasy.
But yeah, no,
I have him up top as well.
West Brom last season were quite a defensive orientated team. Like they didn't concede many goals, but in the first two games they conceded 3 goals against Leicester and 2 against Everton, was it? Yeah, Everton. So I mean, they're not really starting. They're not really doing well at the moment.
Conceded 5 against Everton, didn't they?
Yeah, 5 against. Oh yeah, no, they scored 2 against Everton. They conceded 5 against. So that's a lot of goals. That's what, average of 4 goals a game, which isn't good for a defensive championship side. I've gone Fulham, West Brom, Sheffield United.
That's pretty good.
Onwards and upwards.
Should be the longest part, longest two sections for the video.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what order to do this. I reckon we stick
top
to teams.
Scorer.
I reckon we stick to teams and then move on to like individual players. I've got the dark horse team, so the team outside of the top six that kind of, you know, start to push the ceilings of like the Leicesters, the Man Uniteds, the shock one basically. So
I'm looking forward to seeing who everyone's gone. I like my choice.
I feel like my choice is probably going to be similar to most. I'm going to roll with Everton, I think, based upon signings. Or I did do an outsider's chance of Leeds, just because the way they started, they're scoring goals. And that's just so important. Like, yes, they're conceding goals, but they know how to get the ball in the back of the net. And that's, quite encouraging. But Everton, they've got Ancelotti. They've made, like, a makeover midfield. If they can get just an extra defender, I genuinely think they can push it. So, they're my two.
Lovely. Tom?
Good choices. I've gone for something different. I've gone for I think it's a bit of an outside pick. I went for Crystal Palace. Obviously, this is majorly dependent on Zaha and whether he, first of all, stays and, second of all, carries on playing as well as he has for the first two games.
You have to assume he will stay. Based on how long he's been.
Yeah.
Like, leaving in January, a bit weird.
I do think he will stay, but, you never know.
Yeah.
But, because they are a little bit of a one-man team. They've made some good signings at Easy.
Is he?
Yeah. Easy guy is good. And they've just, like, last season, the main issue with them was they were extremely defensive, but their only outlet of goals, Zaha, was basically covered by 3 or 4 players every time he tried. And I don't know if it's tactics changing or something like that, but he's looked a bit more open in the first two games. And if they keep him going the way he's going, and the way they played against United, it was really good. So if they carry on going that way, I can see them pushing top half, maybe 8th, 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I went
good
with
job.
Palace.
Rosa?
Nice. I've got two. Again, I've got Everton, obviously, because of the makeover midfield where they brought in a load of, not world-class, but top talents. And then I've also got the perennial dark horse at the moment in the Prem.
Arsenal.
Yeah. No, Wolves have made a load of good, young, obviously Portuguese signings again.
Incredible.
Did you see one player off of a full Portuguese 11?
Yeah, man. Mm,
yeah. Wait, I thought it was 2.
Because they signed Semedo, so now they just need 1 centre-back.
Oh, blimey. Yeah.
They've got that Fabio Silva, who's a Football Manager wonder kid, does well every year, so I have no doubt that he'll do similar things in real life that he did for my Hertha Berlin team. So I'm looking at him. Jimenez, who's deadly up front as well. At Podence is probably going to get more games because of Jota leaving, and he looked sharp against City the other night. I don't know. I think they'll be there or thereabouts again. And then, obviously Everton. Similar to what the others said.
I actually went for Palace as well. And I was...
Odd.
And it was a bit late when I looked at the Prem table, and I was just looking at what sort of options I had, and I saw Palace like about 5th at the moment, and I just thought they have been quite good actually, because the first game Eze came on for like 5 minutes and he probably did the most interesting things in the whole 90 minutes. So like he's not even starting yet. So that's more of like probably latter half of the season sort of thing, unless he gets injured, I suppose. But like Townsend started really well. I think must be on 2 or 3 goal contributions in the first 2 games. Zaha doesn't look as isolated, like, because they got Walker Peters, or am I?
Nah, he went to Southampton.
Okay, it was I don't know who their right back is. Then it's Schlupp and another right back, and they were like overlapping like constantly against United. And I was just thinking, like, if Zaha is not isolated for large portions of the game, I think people say he's overrated. I think he's a really underrated player.
Yeah,
he's never moved, but people kind of just assume he's just bigged up because of the players he's around. But I honestly do think with players like him, Townsend, I like Ayew, but I think he should be replaced. I don't think he's good enough.
Yeah,
They got Michi.
Yeah, they got him back.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that could be interesting. But, you know, yeah, just generally, like, they're quite an established team. They haven't done too many signings that just mess everything up.
Benteke's still there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to play much of a part from my notes.
He might score one header.
Breakthrough season again.
Yeah.
Cutting edge goal. Should we put in the description, Tom reckons Benteke will score one header.
He probably will. Coming off the bench.
Apparently they're interested in Brewster, and I think if they sign Brewster, Brewster's having a 20 goal season. So
I saw that they're interested in bringing in Nelson on loan.
Nelson, oh yeah. Reece Nelson.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of him, to be honest.
They got Townsend already, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose it'd be good.
Good to just have more attacking outlets, really.
Yeah, true.
All right, so
yeah.
Moving on to the individuals. I've got 4 things here. We've got player of the season, young player of the season, surprise star, and flop. So should we do?
Oh, are we not? Are we not doing top scorer and assister?
Oh right, yeah. I don't know about top assist.
Well, just do golden boot. Kane.
Oh, we do. Wait, we go straight to golden boot.
It's Kane. Getting right.
Okay, right. Tom says golden boot.
If he stays fit all season and is in an attacking team with Son and Bale, I reckon he's getting 30 odd.
30, blimey.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Beating Salisbury.
Obviously, dependent on if he stays fit, which probably won't be because it's Kane.
Right. But, so, yeah. Should we just let Tom do the golden boot when we move on with players?
No, I'm done now.
okay, right. Brad, do you want to restore balance and do your golden boot?
Personally, I don't really think I need to give my answer as it's obviously going to be Kane.
Jamie,
again. I must admit, Aubameyang's a shout. He's been scoring goals, isn't he? So you can't write him off.
Takes penalties.
Salah.
Yeah, not me.
I say Salah.
Salah.
Salah takes your penalties now.
I did put
and
Salah.
And bangs them in consistently.
Yeah, he just smashes them down the middle, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't thought about this.
Yeah, no, Virgin.
Shit. Yeah, I really thought about this. I tell you what,
be a bad shout, to be fair.
I was going to say, I don't think it will be Calvert-Lewin because I don't think he takes penalties. I know it's like this is just a penalty thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'd say Calvert-Lewin will probably be like in the top 3, actually. But then I think Salah will probably end up winning it because I think we'll get a lot of penalties.
Maybe even Chris Wood.
Chris Barnes. Not the best creators, though, Burnley, are they? And also, they've got three competing strikers. They've got James Rodriguez, Barnes, and Wood. So it's not going to be like one solid striker. It's the same reason I don't think Danny Ings will get like loads. I love Danny Ings. He's one of my favorite players. Yeah. But I think because he's playing alongside Che Adams, he's not going to necessarily be like the focus of every single attack.
Che Adams was weird. He was at Birmingham, wasn't he? Not last season, but the season before.
Yeah.
And he had a banging season. And then, what did he score? Like 2 or 3 goals last season?
Yeah, he missed the season.
It took him a while to get into it.
I don't think he played loads, to be fair to him, last season.
I did. I at my many Southampton games I went to last year, he just didn't seem great whenever he came on.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Did you go to the 9-0 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, was in the crowd. Yeah,
that was fun, wasn't it?
There was like, when Vardy scored and was like, put cup in his ear to the Southampton fans, and there was literally about 10 people left.
Tom was talking, Tom was just saying to the person next to him, well, Danny Ings' footwork is really, really good.
He does have good footwork, Danny. Not so much in that game.
Yeah, well, did get the ball much more than I thought, but yeah. Player of the season, Brad, do you want to go first?
I've actually picked the same two that I just said. Yeah, Aubameyang or Kane as player of the season. I think if they get top scorer, they'll be within a shout. But if I had to pick one, I actually think it might be Aubameyang, just because of,
he's better than Kane.
Captain of Arsenal, playing really well, scoring goals, winning trophies, or he's won Community Shield, I suppose, this year. I genuinely think they'll win something else as well. I actually fancy him for that this season. Yeah.
Nice one, Tom.
I went for Salah because I think Liverpool retain the title. I think Salah, obviously he's not known for his creative abilities, but I do think he'll score a lot
this season.
I think he'll score a lot, and I do think he'll create quite a bit. I think he's other than Van Dijk, maybe, I think he's definitely your best player. Liverpool's best player. None of us support Liverpool here. We will keep that all closed. We won't say who we support, but yeah.
Well, we've already definitely...
Nah, Henry, we haven't.
I think it's quite clear by this point who we support.
But yeah, I went for Salah.
Yeah, Roy?
I went for Sadio Mane. I think he's going to get a lot of goals, a lot of assists, and just be an all-round top guy this season. Everyone's going to be talking about him. his name's nice already on that Potts trophy. Can't wait to see it. Sadio Mane, my man.
That's
good
actually
night.
A shout, to be fair. I didn't even think of him, which is really bad. I mean, probably because he's a Liverpool player.
He was really good against Chelsea as well. That was one of the striking things. I go for him.
There's quite a long short list. I think Kane might end up.
It's a long
really
short
well.
List.
Yeah, that's quite funny, actually. I actually put James Rodriguez because he's
James.
Probably James Rodriguez, yeah, whatever. But
fucking hell, Henry,
James Rodriguez.
I'd say he's looked the best player I've seen in the first two games overall, and I don't think that's the sort of thing where it's like a purple patch for a 29-year-old established player who's just joined the league. I'd say that's something that's like that he pretty much proved himself straight away. And he'll probably get like not De Bruyne numbers, but sort of like something that looks like De Bruyne numbers, maybe for like assists. But yeah, no, it's all going through him at the moment, isn't it? Alan Rodriguez, Richarlison,
Calvert-Lewin,
you know, nice little process Everton have got going on.
Yeah, funny, they had a good defense.
Calvert-Lewin. He's like 24, 25, something like that.
Yeah, not as young as people think. Yeah, but still. Do you know it?
Can we do surprise star next?
Yeah, we'll leave young player last. Yeah, because that's not as interesting, perhaps. But
Calvert-Lewin's 23.
23. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks
just
for pulling
I'd look it up. Cheers, Jeff.
Anyway, Brad, surprise star.
I'm actually a little bit stuck on this one because I had one in mind, but I think I'm going to change him. A young player of the season, maybe. So I'm going to roll Calvert-Lewin, I think, now that we're talking about him. I feel like he's a good player before, but he wasn't really the full package, was he?
Hello?
On the pun.
Yeah, it's all right. We carried on. Shall we not?
Right, okay.
Why did Rory just say hello?
Rory just left and went hello.
I had to leave because I couldn't hear the thing. Sorry. Didn't mean to
interrupt. Yeah, sorry. Carry on. I'm going to roll with Calvert-Lewin, I think. I watched an interview with... him after whatever game it was probably the most recent one, talking about how he's working with Ancelotti to get him in better goal scoring positions and first time finishes and stuff. And just thinking about that makes me think, I just genuinely feel like he's going to be a complete striker this season with the support around him as well. And he's not got that crusty midfield of Tom Davis behind him. I genuinely think he'll be really good. And yeah, I'm going to go with him. I did have someone else pick before, but I'm going to save that for a young player, I think.
Yeah, I back that. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is two of his goals have been like thumping headers, like really, like actually yeah. satisfying.
Yeah,
that's delicious. Yeah, Tom.
I've sort of cheated with this one because I haven't gone for a surprise star like in terms of the whole league. I went with just a surprise star in terms of. Well, I thought I might as well talk about Arsenal for one thing. I went for a surprise star with Arsenal.
Okay.
I went with Lacazette. Now, might be a questionable one for some people, but obviously last season he didn't have a great season. He was lacking with the goals. Obviously we weren't playing the best attack in football, but he didn't have many goals. He sort of was just he had this persona of just being a football player who backs his arse up into people. And that's all he did. But I think we're playing a bit better attacking at the moment. I do think he's obviously scored in both games so far in the Prem. I do think in terms of Arsenal, he will be a surprise star because I think people thought he'd leave maybe, and I think he's going to stay. And I do think that's who I'm going with.
Well, luckily Arsenal are in the Premier League, so it does fit.
Yeah,
good stuff. Right, Rory.
Because I started saying this earlier and it cut me off for some reason. For this one, I've gone with John McGinn from Aston Villa.
Ooh, I was thinking, like, he's definitely going to make a return, isn't he?
Yeah, because at the start of last season, he was playing really well. He was popping up with goals everywhere. Him and Grealish were linking up nicely. And then I think he got like a 6-month injury or something like that.
Mm.
He didn't look like the same player when he came back for the old. After the coronavirus lockdown and stuff. But I feel like now he's had some training, bit of pre-season, I feel like he could have a similar impact, get some goals for him and sort of show how good he is.
Yeah, that's a very good shout. I'm happy with that one. Bit of variety. We've also all done different ones then, because I've gone for Tarek Lamptey.
Good choice.
I think actually the two Brighton games have probably been the ones that I've been watching the most closely rather than, I don't know, playing Among Us in the background. Or something. but no, like I was watching the Chelsea Brighton very closely because I was on a Discord with my mate who was a Chelsea fan. the thing is, because Chelsea played shocking in that first game against Brighton, and he was going like, and he was talking about how awful it was and being very, very humble. And then they won, and then he was going, no, we definitely did play all right. in those two games, like Lamptey has genuinely been like the best attacking player. Like from fullback, and then he made that like last man tackle, halfway line tackle in the second game, which got him injured, which I think he might be out for the next game, maybe the game after, I don't know. So it's like a small sort of caution injury, but he just genuinely does it like one of the like brightest Premier League players. I don't know how old he is. I think he's really young.
I think he's 19, 20.
But he's a top dribbler. He's literally as like fast as like your Mane's, he's literally in the box all the time. He got a penalty. He won the penalty the other day. Literally just dribbling in the box and going to draw a lot of yellow cards, get a lot of penalties for Brighton. You wouldn't even consider him a fullback if you saw like his highlights, like attacking highlights. You'd be like, oh, he's a winger, but he's not. He literally is a defender. So yeah,
a bit of a Sessegnon.
What Ryan Sessegnon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. He's not really done much, is he?
You went with that, Tom.
What?
Did you go with that, or are you just talking about Sessegnon?
Right. So next up is Fallops.
Fallops.
So Fallop.
Everyone maybe thinks is gonna do all right, and your unpopular opinion as to who you think is going to absolutely hit the deck, not get back up, poke them with a stick, they don't move.
I do think mine's a bit controversial, but
we'll start with Brad anyway to keep the
So I've gone with Mark Noble on this one. I'm only joking. I've gone with Kai Havertz. Is the obvious shout.
I was thinking about putting him in there.
Yeah, big money, very young. Played for Bayern Leverkusen as their like main player, and he's going to come to Chelsea. And I just don't think he's going to be very good at all, which makes me particularly happy. So that's the one that's, that I've chose. But yeah, Mark Noble's a close second, I'd say. Yeah. West Ham fans seem to think he's a world beater every year.
Did you see Loftus Cheek in attacking midfield in against Brighton?
No.
He was awful. Which is why I think even if Havertz is not playing very well, I think he'll still they won't keep him on the bench. So I think Eddie Purple, any like sort of bad run of form he has, he's going to work through it because they're not going to want to not play him. Why not spending that much money? To be fair, they have got a lot of players to play instead. Mount's got they've got some obsession with Mount. They're going to keep playing him because he's like works hard and presses and stuff. That's what my mate said anyway. But I don't know about it. I kind of do get what you mean because he didn't look amazing. He had some nice little hold up play at times in the first two games, but
he could equally be very, very good though. So
yeah, I mean, we are doing this two games in, so it's not like there's nothing concrete.
Yeah.
And also, no one listens to our podcast, so it doesn't really matter. But
this might be the one that shoots us into stardom. Then.
I suppose so. We have been so funny in this podcast so far. Oh yeah, Tom, do you want to go?
I would like to preface this by saying that I in no way think this player is bad. I think he's been one of the best players in Europe over the last 5-10 years. I've gone with Bale, yeah.
Yeah.
So he hasn't played consistently in a very, very long time.
Mm.
He's way past his prime. What is he, 32 now? Obviously, that's not, old. Yeah. It's not old for a footballer. And also, he will be coming back from an injury.
Yeah.
So, I don't think...
Go on, yeah, go on.
I don't think he's a bad player by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't think he will be as good as some people, Joe Sharman, have been hyping him up to be.
No, Joe Sharman's got him as a world beater, isn't he?
he's great, but I just don't. I can't see it happening.
He'll be
the
West
player that Spurs need.
I'm a bit disappointed you've taken that so well, Brad. I was hoping for like 2021 predictions gone wrong in Aston.
No, I don't necessarily disagree because again, yeah, he's been injured. He's been in a Real Madrid team as well, and then he's going to come into Mourinho's defensive system, if that's what you want to call it. And it might not work for him, but equally, when you look at the chances, albeit against Southampton's like atrocious defence, but if he's got Kane putting him in or Son making things happen, it might work. But I can see why he might flop. Yeah, I totally understand.
Rosa?
For mine, I went with Nelson Semedo, who's just joined Wolves. Even though I called him a dark horse, I think... From what I've read, all the Barcelona fans hate him, and he's had like horror games for him a lot of the time. Yeah. And I feel like they've paid over the odds for him for like 37 million or whatever it was for a right back. And they've also probably just bought him because he's Portuguese as well. So I don't know. I just can't see him lighting the way.
Do you think they have an agent that's just like on a constant holiday in Portugal and they just can't really be asked to go anywhere else?
It's not a coincidence. It's not even far off that.
It's not even far off that. It's that bloke, Mendes. I can't remember. George Mendes, is it? The one that's like the super agent with like Cristiano Ronaldo and all of them. He's like got close ties with the people that own them. And I think he just like dictates transfer policy for him. That's why they buy so many Portuguese players.
What nationality is he?
Guess.
Spanish. We joke. He's probably Portuguese. Right. Anyway, I'm really not sure about this one. I gave this one like a couple of minutes thought. And to be honest, I don't think I'll be proved right. I think it'll be the sort of thing where I kind of nod my head and think, yeah, he could have been better. But I went for Gabriel Jesus, and mainly because, you know, Aguero is out injured for, I think, the foreseeable future. And he's like top, like top three strikers, out and out strikers in the Premier League. And I've never, ever watched Gabriel Jesus and thought like, oh, wow, that was really good. I actually didn't think he's one of the most basic strikers I've ever watched. And so I think because they've got, obviously, De Bruyne's just come off from the best season of his career, Foden's in now, and Foden's a great creator. I don't even think he'll be, like, in terms of performances, I don't think he'll be a massive downgrade from David Silva, in terms of, like, sort of creative output. But I think Gabriel Jesus will miss so many opportunities, or like so many opportunities that people don't even consider to be sitters, maybe, like, sort of ones that some strikers will finish. He won't finish them, I don't think. And I sort of think it might be like one of those Ibrahimovic for Man United seasons, where everyone looks at it in 5 years' time and goes, "Oh yeah, what a player!" But at the time, I think City players will hate him. I think he'll let him down, like, time and time again. But yeah, I think he'll get goals anyway, and I think that's why it just won't be remembered.
He does miss some serious chances, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You see that tweet, and it was like, if unpopular opinion, if Gabriel Jesus' finishing gets as good as Aubameyang's and Kane's, he will be better than them.
Well,
helped, yeah. Yeah.
if he gets really, really good at finishing, he will be as good as these two strikers.
If I get as talented as Messi, I reckon I might get into, like, I reckon I could get into a good team. Like, I'm talking really, like, championship, possibly. But Auntie had balls, you know. We'll go back to that. So I don't know what sort of time we'll be. I think we're probably on about half an hour, moving on to 40 minutes. So we've probably got time for sort of young player of the season, then maybe a couple of predictions anyone has, just harbours.
I've got signing of the season wrote down as well.
Oh yeah, go for that. Oh, that's a good shout. I don't know why we didn't think of that. But anyway, young player of the season. I'll start with this because I've just said it. I think Foden. I think if Trent doesn't win it, because I don't think he'll be in the spotlight so much this season, based off, like, because I think Robertson's playing a bit better. I don't think they're necessarily our primary attack now. So I think if Foden has a really good season and he looks like he's playing an advanced role, I think he'll probably win it. And I've just explained why. So that's a nice short and sweet one. Do you want to circle back around to Brad?
You say me?
Yeah.
I've gone for Mason Greenwood. However, I kind of changed it, as you kind of mentioned it earlier, and the surprise star, that was going to be my surprise star, Tarek Lamptey. So I've kind of put him in the mix, but I think Mason Greenwood is an obvious choice.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's probably, he's catching a lot of eyes as well, isn't he? So, Mason Greenwood or Tarek Lamptey for me.
Good stuff. Tom?
So I've just gone with the obvious one. I think it's just going to be Trent again. Will be, because he will undoubtedly, like, even if it doesn't seem like it at the moment, or if he hasn't had the best start, he will undoubtedly have a great season, because he is just an incredible footballer. And he's still only 21, so I think he'll just win it again. Not that I think he should win it, or that I think he should even be. I don't think he should. I agree with, like, what we were talking about the other day, where it's just like, if you've played consistently as a star, it should be Rookie of the Year, not Young Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So it should be players in their first or second season, I think it should be. But yeah, because it is Young Player of the Year, I think it will be Trent.
That's kind of a harsh outlook. Like, because could you imagine if a teenager just sort of came into the team? Like, imagine if they're 16, imagine Harvey Elliott just joined our first team and just became world class within 6 months. Does that mean he's exempt from all those trophies, like all those young player trophies for the next sort of 4 years? He's qualifying for it. I think it's kind of a harsh outlook.
Maybe it's a question for another podcast.
Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. He's got high IQ index, by the way.
Yeah.
Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold. So that's an FPL reference. If no one gets that. Rory, do you want to round things off?
Yeah. I went for Kai Havertz as mine.
Oh my god.
Because last season, obviously, he had a really good first season, like, in the first team of Leverkusen, where he sort of caught a lot of eyes. Last season, for the first 3 months or so, he really struggled, because I think they changed the tactics or formation or something. And then they came back after their winter break and he scored something like 15, 16 goals. Brand left. Like he might just... Oh, Brad left. Okay.
Brand.
Brent left. Sorry, he might he might take a little bit of time to acclimatise, but I feel like eventually he'll grow into the team, sort of start to understand his position within it, and I don't know, just yeah, start to recreate the same form.
Good stuff. Rory, just for future reference, if Brad ever left, I wouldn't just interrupt you with Brad left.
Well, I don't know. It's what it sounded like.
The show goes on.
Kai Havertz will be a flop.
Oh,
why don't you argue?
Should we argue?
Me and Tom Heckle.
Should we argue?
Yeah.
All right. He won't be because he's quite good.
Oh, he will be because he's not very good.
Where are we going to go from here?
Have we thought about the fact that he is actually quite good? Have you thought about it from that angle?
No.
Yeah. There we go then.
Wow. Sounds like he's been convinced.
I call that a dub for Rory.
Exclusive Havertz argument. Only it brings. So,
I'm knee sliding at the moment.
No, he's not.
I am. Prove right. It.
I can't.
Exactly. Wrap up the show. Do my bidding.
Well, I can't wrap up the show because Brad's got a signing of the season.
Yeah, I need you all to think about that whilst I explain my one, which would take me about 10 seconds.
All right.
I've gone with Gareth, but I'm joking. I've gone with James Rodriguez for the reasons Henry mentioned earlier. Just lit up both games he's played, been good. Looks like he's not lost his touch. Hasn't really had much game time, has he? So considering he's that good after that, he's just jumped straight into the team and pushing them forward. I think it'll be my signing of the season.
I agree. Tom?
Good choice. Just to not go with the same one, because I probably would have said James Rodriguez, I'll just go with Thiago, because I know they were only wanting like 30 million, so 25 million isn't exactly an incredible price compared to what they were asking, but still, 25 million for Thiago is ridiculous. And Liverpool's midfield has always been, not always, but recently, it's been their weakest part. So I think just getting a player like Thiago in, one of the best midfielders in the world, for 25 million, is just incredible business.
Our contract in 6 months, he was, so that's the main reason.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's still I get very what you mean. Good signing.
Just the pulling power alone, like, that's just a big thing. We wouldn't have been able to do that probably even 2 years ago. Especially not I saw a memory today. It was like, I think it was us like losing against like to some random team in the FA Cup. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just so glad we're not in 2011 anymore. Charlie Adam. So
Charlie Adam, what a player he was. You didn't want to go on a 50-50 with him, did you?
Like I said, younger than Cristiano Ronaldo. That's what Charlie Adam gets associated with a lot. Yeah. Oh wait, Rory. Yes, we forgot about you, Rory. Go.
Yeah, you bloody did. Signing the season, I'm going to back my own club, Arsenal, and say Gabriel Magalhães because he'll shore up the defence, make a new look Arsenal centre back partnership of Tierney, Luiz, and him just look, I don't know, world beating. I feel like I'm baiting people here, so I'm going to carry on. We won't concede for the next 5 games. And yeah, he'll be signing the season.
Isn't our next game Liverpool?
You're definitely not an Arsenal fan.
I want to have a quick look at your next. Okay, yeah. So your next five.
Let me be clear.
Your next five.
Let me be clear.
Rory, your next
let
five.
Let me be clear. I'm not biased and I'm not an Arsenal fan, but he is great.
Rory, your next five fixtures are Liverpool away. And then Sheffield United at home, then Man City away, and then Leicester at home, and then Man United away.
Yeah, they all came bottom half last season, didn't they? I'm pretty sure.
What? Man City? Man United? Okay, I'll bet
you. Last 2 times we played Liverpool, we beat them. Last time we played Man City, we beat them, you know.
Tom! I thought you didn't support anyone.
Arsenal beat them. Yeah, we is just the shortening for Arsenal.
To be fair, Rory did say you were back at Arsenal. It does sound like something that an Arsenal supporter would say.
Well, it's probably something a pundit that was back in Arsenal would say as well.
An ex-Arsenal player.
Thanks for listening in, guys.
I wasn't aware that was your job.
well, it seemed like there was a fair bit of waffle, so...
Okay, Tom, do you want to do it? It'd be interesting.
Was that something you were just saying about my weight there, Tom, with Waffle? That was really rude.
No, Roy, I would never. But anyway, thanks everyone for listening in on to the Bring 'Em It podcast. Thank you, Brad, for joining us for this episode.
Hopefully I've provided some football insight.
Oh, yeah,
you have. I think you have. And
loads.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Right, we're not getting back. We're not getting him back.
we'll see you tomorrow for our usual film-based podcast. But thank you for listening, everyone.
In that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're a film buff and you've been listening to this whole thing, not understanding anything. But anyway, yeah, cheers.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye.